الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، اما بعد، اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. امن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون انما يتذكر اولو الالباب. وقال رسول الله صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بلغوا انی ولو آیا. وقال علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام طلب العلم فریضۃ لکل مسلم. وقال علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام من سلک طریقا یلتمس فیہ علما سہل اللہ بہ طریقا الجنہ. وقال علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام من یرید اللہ بہ خیرا يفقه في الدين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن العلماء ورثة الأنبياء، وإن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما، وإنما ورثوا العلم، فمن أخذوا أخذ بحظ وافر. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من سئل عن علم علمه ثم كتمه والجماء يوم القيامة بلا جام من نار. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام تعلموا الفرائض والقرآن وعلموا الناس فإني مقبوض. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah says in Quran, is he who worship Allah earnestly during the hours of the night, prostrating himself before him or standing in worship, and take heed of the hereafter while placing his hope in the mercy of the Lord, is this person like him who does not say, are those endowed with knowledge the equal of those without knowledge? It's only those endowed with understanding who receive admonition. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, convey my teachings to others from me even if it to be a mere verse. He also said, whosoever walks in the path when he seeks to acquire knowledge from him, will Allah make easy the path of leading towards paradise. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, whosoever Allah wishes to favor with him, with his bounty to him, he grants the deep understanding of deen. He also said, verily the ulama or the heirs of the prophet did not leave behind wealth to be inherited. They only left knowledge to be inherited. So whoever takes it has taken a major share of goodness. And he said, to seek knowledge is duty incumbent upon every Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, when anyone to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted knowledge is asked about it and refused to answer, then on the day of Qiyamah he shall be made to be garlanded with a garland of fire. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, learn the laws pertaining to inheritance in the Quran and teach it to people, for verily I shall be taken away from this world. My dear brothers and sisters, You have just listened to few verses of Quran and Hadith, which tell that we have to acquire knowledge of Deen. There are two types of knowledges. Number one, which is Farz-e-Ain. It means it is must to learn. And that which some people should get at least to help the others. And that is Farz-e-Kifaya. Farz-e-Kifaya is detailed knowledge. And that is taken in madaris, in the institutes, which are for this. And Farz-e-Ain, every Muslim should take this. Therefore, it should be made very, very easy to learn. Although it is very easy to learn, if some person tries, in our experience, it will take only 2 months if he can spare 2 hours a day. So it is not much time. So one can get it very easily. But really, Shaitan, who is our enemy, indeed, he never leave us to learn this. Always he is making some problems and thoughts, bringing thoughts in our mind to stop us from these things. I'm really feeling very strange that ulama, they are teaching Quran and Hadith Sharifa in Masajid, but they don't teach this Farz-e-Ain ilm, which is must for all the Muslims. Learning Quran and Hadith, the translation and it means the meanings of these, it's mustahab for us. But this knowledge, which is necessary for all, it is farz, it is duty. So how can we leave this Farz-e-Ain ilm? This is very strange. When I was in village, in childhood, I used to see the people learning the very basic knowledge in Masajid by their imams. I remember the people were learning Khulas-e-Kedani, which is a very basic book, and Munyatul Musalli, and even Kanzud Daqaiq. The people would learn this. But nowadays, I don't see this thing. It means really our priorities have changed. We should make our priorities reasonable to get knowledge which is required most at any time. For this, we should try our best. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. We have started this. Just today, also, we got one lecture from our website, tazkiya.org, because it is available on our website. This knowledge is available. So therefore, if the people want to learn it, so they need not to go to bookstalls and to purchase the books for it. If they purchase, it will be better. But if they don't have, they can consult our website, tazkiya.org, for this purpose. Our website has three sections. One is for aqaid, beliefs, especially for beliefs. The other is for fiqh, and third is for tasawwuf. Usually the people think that our website will be only for tasawwuf. No, it is not the case. Because there are three things which are must for every Muslim. Number one, ilm, the knowledge. Number two, amal. And number three, ikhlas, sincerity. These three are must, and this is tasawwuf. To earn ilm, to practice upon that with sincerity, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how? We should learn the basic knowledge, which is farz. So alhamdulillah, we have started this. And it is must for all our friends who are with us in this silsila. And everyone should learn it. And inshallah, there will be test also after each chapter, completion of each chapter. And this will inshallah make our base of knowledge. After that, amal is required. And there are some obstacles in amal by shaitan and nafs. Shaitan cannot be, you can say, controlled, because it's beyond our power. But nafs can be controlled. So therefore, only we have been asked to control our nafs. Rasulullah said, it's wiseness to control the nafs and do work for akhirah. So we should do this. And for sincerity's sake, we should perform ibadat in such a way that as if we are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If not this case, it is sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees us. So this is from Hadith Jibreel. So from Hadith Jibreel, we have made three sections. Mal Iman, this is Aqaid. Mal Islam, it is Fiqh. And Mal Ihsan, it is Tasawwuf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to learn these all things, to act upon it, to complete it, and do all these things only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think, once again, to remind our friends, it's Rabiul Awwal, and we should recite as much as possible Salat al-Nabi. And if some people want, they can send us the number they have read, they have recited in this whole month. Inshallah, we can do some khidmat, and that we shall send it to one of a great person in Madinatul Munawwara, and inshallah he will present us at a tomb of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it will be just like this. If a person is going to Madinatul Munawwara and we ask him, say my salam also there. Although we can send our durood and salam from here, and there are malaika for this purpose, but it's also very good to tell someone they should say salam, our salam, at Rosa of Rasulullah. So it is like this. So if some people want, they can send the number, they read, and they recite after completion of this month. And the minimum nisab which has been made for this, it's 125,000. which means 1,25,000. This will be, inshallah, very good. And for this, I think it's very easy if a person recite daily 5,000. So it means it will become 150,000 in the month. May Allah subhanahu grant us tawfiq to complete this. One thing very clear, that in the books we learn that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it means came to this world in the month of Rabiul Awwal. Sure. Number two, on Monday. Sure. And the year was Amul Fil. Sure. These three things are sure. So if these three things are sure, so one can calculate nowadays, it is not difficult. Which was the date at which the day was Monday in Amul Fil and the month of Rabiul Awwal? So people have calculated and I have calculated. It has come the same that it was either 8th or 9th of Rabiul Awwal. One day difference can come because of moon sighting. So therefore it was either 8th of the Rabiul Awwal or 9th of Rabiul Awwal. In any case, it was not 12th of Rabiul Awwal. But you see, more common known is the 12th. Why? There is a very strange knowledge in this. It is because Sahaba Ridwan did not celebrate this day. So therefore, this date is not in memory in the books. If it was celebrated by Sahaba, surely it would be present in the books. But it was not celebrated. It was neither celebrated at the time of Sahaba, not at the time of Tabi'in and Tabi Tabi'in, and so on. It's only matter of 11th Hijri, where a king in Egypt, Malik Muzaffar, he was in trouble. His kingdom was in danger, in trouble. And he wanted to protect his kingdom. For this purpose, he used this thing because of jazbat of Muslims. The people were more affiliated with Rasulullah. So he made this thing and celebrated Eid Miladun-Nabi. You see, the word present is present with us in the books, Eidain. Eidain. Eidain in Arabic means two Eids. So one Eid is Eid al-Fitr and the other is Eid al-Adha. And these two are related with Amal. Eid al-Fitr is with the keeping fast. After completion of keeping fast in Ramadan, Eid al-Fitr comes. And Eid al-Adha is based on Qurbani, Adhiya. So, therefore, we don't have any other Eid. Although we have days like Eid. Juma is like Eid. But it's not Eid. So, we should keep these things limited. And we should not make another thing which is not available in our deen presently. So Rabiul Awal, of course, is the month which has nisbat with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just like Madinatul Munawwara has nisbat with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what is that nisbat? That is makani nisbat. It means Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. His tomb is there. So therefore, that is makani nisbat. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in this world in Rabiul Awal and left this world in Rabiul Awal and started Hijrat in Rabiul Awal and entered Hijrat in Rabiul Awal. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has zamani nisbat with the Rabiul Awal. So if a person reaches Madinatul Munawwara and he does not recite Salat ala Nabi and he does not remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's very, very strange. Nobody can understand. And similarly, if the month of Rabiul Awal comes, if a person does not remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and does not recite Salat, it is also very strange. So therefore, we try to make our habit renewed and fresh, refresh to recite Salat al-Nabi more and more, that we become habitual, that we recite the Salat al-Nabi all the time. It's not actually for Rabiul Awal only, because hukam is general, and that's in Quran. Inna Allahu malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhal ladzina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his angels, they are sending salat and this azim nabi. You Muslims, you having iman, also send salat al nabi with the istiqamat. So therefore, we should send more and more Salat ala Nabi all the time. But we can prepare ourselves in this month. This is the month of refreshment of Salat ala Nabi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do more and more in this month. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka at-tawwabur rahim. Subhanallahi rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursalin. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Bi rabbika.